Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's incoming national security advisor, Michael Flynn, reportedly had several telephone conversations with the Russia's ambassador to the U.S. on the same day President Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats and imposed sanctions on Moscow in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. Sean Spicer, Mr. Trump's spokesman, spoke with reporters about Flynn's contact with Russian officials.
The call centered around the logistics of setting up a call with the president of Russia and the president-elect after he was sworn in, and they exchanged logistical information on how to initiate and schedule that call. That was it, plain and simple.
In an interview with the Wall Street Journal newspaper, Mr. Trump said he would keep the Obama sanctions on Russia at least for a period of time, but might lift them if Moscow helps in the fight against terrorists and is helpful in reaching other goals important to the U.S. Democrats left the U.S. House of Representatives first full intelligence briefing on Russian interference in the U.S. election, saying they are upset with the FBI's leadership throughout the controversy and asking how Congress could move forward. Congressional efforts to investigate Russian interference have stalled in recent days. U.S. officials are hailing the latest push by Iraqi forces in Mosul, confirming reports that Iraqi forces now have retaken a key government building from Islamic State fighters. There have been questions about how the Trump administration would deal with IS. This is VOA News. UN agencies are appealing to authorities in Europe to assist and protect thousands of refugees and migrants trying to survive the harsh winter weather that is gripping the continent. They say people in Greece and the Balkans are most at risk. Lisa Schlein reports.
Agencies such as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and the UN Children's Fund say they are doing what they can to protect refugees and migrants stranded in Greece and the Balkans from the harsh winter. UNHCR spokeswoman Cecile Puy says too many people remain without help.
We are extremely concerned by reports that several refugees and migrants have lost their lives trying to enter or move across Europe.
UNICEF says children and their families are living in intolerable conditions on the Greek islands. The Children's Agency notes this is off-season. Since few tourists are arriving, it is appealing to Greek authorities to allow the refugees and migrants living out in the open to stay in the hotels, hostels, and homes that are essentially empty. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Japan's Takata Corporation has agreed to plead guilty to criminal wrongdoing and pay $1 billion in fines for concealing a defect in airbags that caused the largest auto safety recall in the U.S. Barbara McWade is the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan.
Takata has admitted to a scheme to defraud its customers by manipulating test data regarding the performance of its airbag inflators. The customers are the car makers who bought those airbags and installed them in their vehicles.
Takata will be required to make reforms and to be overseen by an independent monitor for 3 years. U.S. officials say the airbag recalls will eventually affect more than 40 million vehicles in the United States. Takata expected to be sold this year to another auto supplier or an investor who will restructure the company. Lord Snowden, the former husband of Britain's Princess Margaret, died peacefully at his home at the age of 86. Snowden, who was born Anthony Armstrong Jones, was a photographer and filmmaker when he married the princess in 1960 in the first ever televised royal wedding. He was named the Earl of Snowden a year after the couple married and a month before their first child, David, was born. Snowden and the princess divorced in 1978, although he stayed on good terms with his former wife and the rest of the royal family, working as a photographer for Buckingham Palace. Margaret died in 2002. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.